Good morning, good afternoon. I would say good night, but that would mean you weren't listening. Please excuse the wind flow. Like I said, this is a walk and talk conversation. So there's going to be that. This conversation is on climbing out. And weather permitted, you can hear me through it because there's going to be a lot of wind blowing through the background, in and out of the background. But what I want to say to you all is, hey, I want to start, where will I start? I start with being, like, we've touched on peer pressure and societal pressure, and this is kind of a segue, that conversation was kind of a segue into this one, where I say to you, you know, the peer pressure that led you into where we are now. Okay, so my thing is climbing out. This conversation is going to be about things that we've gotten ourselves into that we didn't necessarily plan on. We didn't arrange. We didn't, you know, foresee it. Is that that's the thing? Foresee it coming. Foresee it. Is it foresee it or foresee it? Alright. So we didn't see it coming, but we kind of jumped right into the pool. It's gonna keep blowing. The wind's gonna keep blowing, but hopefully you can hear me through it. So I like the things that we climb out of. Okay, for instance, as we talked about in a previous episode with peer pressure, we climb out of it. It consists of bullying, it consists of manipulation, it consists of all of those things. My thing is climbing out, when we have a friend, for instance, we have a friend that is into certain things that we are not into, right? We have an associate, a coworker that is into certain things that we are not into. Then we have a family member, even, that is into things that we are not into. And it's difficult sometimes for us to say what's right from wrong to a person that we love, because we love and cherish them so much that we think that they should be able to know that we don't think it's okay to continue on acting or portraying or behaving in a way, in the way that they are. And we sometimes have a difficult time saying that, right? It could be a colleague, it could be peer, and we have difficult time saying to them, well, that is not the way that I saw you as, that's not the way that I think that you should behave. We just have a hard time saying that. So that's what I mean by climbing out of that relationship, climbing out of that friendship, climbing out of that scenario. You know what I mean? And so finding ways to do that can be difficult. It can be, oh my gosh, I have a crush on him. I don't ever want to say to him that, you know what I mean? I don't want to ever give to him that, oh hell no. You know what I mean? I don't want to ever say that to him. It can be a friendship where I could be saying, I don't ever want to feel like I'm demeaning him, as well as professional. It could be, I don't ever want to feel like I'm making him feel lesser than, but that's not how I roll. You know what I mean? It can be, you know, sometimes I play along because we're in public, and I don't want them to know how I feel about you acting that way. You know what I mean? So there are so many ways that this can occur in life, and this conversation is going to be all about that. So for instance, I had a friend that was a Klansman. I'm going to be real because that's what I do. Anyway, I had a friend that was a Klansman, and it was the way that he was raised, it was the way that he came up. The wind is blowing viciously. Like I said, this is a walking song, so if you cannot hear me, please comment, message me, and I'll clarify what you can't hear. So, coming up, he was raised into the Ku Klux Klan, and I didn't necessarily understand that. That's not something that I was aware of. That's not something that I had knowledge about. But when he said it to me, it was not shocking. I would love to say that it was shocking. It was something that I didn't expect. But it was something that I knew because of the way that he felt around the way the people that I was comfortable with, I could see that he was uncomfortable. And I understood it. Like I said, also referencing a previous conversation, our conditioning. It's nothing to be, you know, used to what you're used to. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that it would never come up, honestly, and it did. We went to a stage play together, and it came up because the majority of the play was serving, you know, a white supremacy. I hate that I have to mention that in this conversation as well as the previous one, but it's relevant to my life because I'm someone who never partook in the Klux or white supremacy or even Panthers. I don't know, let me keep it real. I'm just never someone who partook in something that meant that you would have to be racially biased. And these are some of my best friends that I'm talking about, and that's why I call this climbing out. And if I can't keep it real with you, I can't keep it real with no one. Some of the people I love dearest and nearest to my heart serve things that I just would never fathom ever serving. And so this is the story of a friend who couldn't climb out. And so we would have conversations, we would go together to bars, things like that, and it just would not come across to him that that's something that I would never partake in. And so I understand what the sacrifice is in climbing out. Like, it's just when you have a friend that says, I'm this, I'm that, it's hard to separate yourself from them. But it's something that I've had to do. That's why they call me something of a Long Ranger to these in this day and time. To this day, they call me a Long Ranger because I'm just like, that's not something I'm going to do. It's not something I'm going to support. It's not going to be something that I will ever endorse. And that's the difficulty with me. That was my difficulty climbing out. It was, when I come to that realization, I love you to death. Always will. You know what I mean? It's not something, my love for you isn't going to change. But we cannot hang together, we cannot be together if something that you support is completely against my morals, against my being. You know what I mean? It's just not something that I'm supporting. It's not. And I will do anything and everything to save you from that. And I understand that sometimes it's your way of life, and I don't care. But if it's ever brought up around me, if there is ever a moment where I have to decide whether or not I'm going to stay true to myself or support you in a cause such as racial bias, I'm not gonna do it. It's just not happening for me. So I've been going at it alone because of it. It's just, and I would prefer it honestly, and you know, I'm never going to be a person that sits back and takes, with a plural, takes S. Someone coming at me the wrong way. And because I know I'm with a person that is, you know, involved in what is happening with a particular person, I just, you know, I'm not gonna sit back. I'm gonna tell you off. I'm gonna say what I mean. I'm gonna mean what I say. And that's how I feel about it. Now, do I feel? Do I walk away feeling? Yes. Sometimes a tear drops out of my eye. I'm only human. And it's just, I can't, you know, sit here and talk about climbing out if I'm not willing to do the same thing. So, yes, that's what I did. I climbed out of that friendship. I said, you know, that's, I would love to be able to correlate this with or relate this to something that you can understand. But for me, somebody that I dearly loved, it had interests that were not privy to me. You know what I mean? And so I just had to say, I understand. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's the influence outside of my control. But the reason we became friends wasn't that. And when I found out that we were friends and we became close friends and you supported that, it's a difficult thing to do. And that's what I want to talk about. It's like, this is somebody that I loved. I'm not gonna lie. This is somebody that I loved. And finding out that our interests were different. I'm gonna put it like that. Our interests were different, and it just became, I heard about it. You know what I mean? And that's why I call it climbing out. Because I wish that I could tell them, like, because I also understand how they got involved. You know what I mean? And I can't touch on that because it's their personal business. But I understand how they got involved. And I understand what they felt was, the fact that they felt was a necessity. Joining was a necessity for them. And I just hurt. And that's all I can say about it. That's all I'm going to touch on about it, because I'm going to get emotional if I don't gear this in a different direction. So the fact that they felt that it was a priority for them to be a part of something that was not at all interesting to me, that was not at all appealing to me, and being as though it was my friend, a close friend that I've known for a while, that I, and so, you know what, like I said, I'm gonna get emotional, so I'm gonna just hop to what I feel about this, like how I'm gonna come out of the situation. So how I came out of the situation was understanding that they felt in the moment that was something that they needed to do. And I'm always gonna keep it real. This is the Canty conversation, so keep it real is what I'm gonna do. And they joined a Klux, and it's 2020. And they became a Klansman. And I just, astonished as I might have been, I took it all in stride. Because I understood. I come from nothing. Let me just mention that. If I haven't mentioned it, I feel like I mentioned this in our conditioning. Silver spoon, me, plastic spoon. And I know that they felt desperately this is something that they needed to keep up appearances, to keep up with what they thought the Joneses. You ever seen that movie Keeping Up with the Joneses? And I just thought, hurt me to my heart to hear it. It didn't affect me in the way that I thought it would. Like, when they turned their back to me because of it, it didn't hurt me in the way like that I thought it would. You know what I mean? They didn't, in so many words, say that that's what they were doing. It just happened like that. And so I climbed out. I said, you know what? Okay. Fine. Go to you. And this is what I mean by climbing out. We have people who are near and dear to us. People that you would never expect to walk in a certain light that they do. And we have to find a way to manage. And this is opposed to joining. Like, some people have been, I'll call it weak out loud, to support that when you know that it's not something that they were about, and something changed in their lives to make them about it. And the fact that you would placate that or be a part of that only makes it worse. And I feel like if you're going to be offended by it, if you're going to be hurt by it, let them know that. Also recognize yourself, why you're hurt by it. You know, self-reflect, be like, hey, I'm hurt by that because I would never. I love you more than to ever do that to you. You know what I mean? So for me, it was coming to a realization that, okay, you have to first understand and then explain to yourself and then reflect. Understand, explain, reflect. You have to be like, I understand it. I'm going to explain it to myself and I'm going to reflect. I'm going to be like, if that shoe was on the other foot, that is something that I would not do to you. And so therefore you have to climb out of that relationship. You have to climb out of that friendship. Because if it hurt you as bad as it, if a situation hurt you as bad as that situation hurt me, by all means, do better for yourself. You know what I mean? And it hurt. And so, being as though I was hurt in the situation, I climb out. I wasn't gonna shed a tear. I wasn't gonna throw a temper tantrum. I wasn't gonna, you know, do anything. I wasn't gonna, like, you know, just react in a way that was, I wasn't gonna react in a negative way. Because it just didn't feel necessary. And it didn't feel necessary because I understood. Like I said, understand, explain, reflect. I understood. It didn't affect me because of it. I understood. You're going through a difficult time. You don't have this. You don't have that. You deal with that in a different way than I do. And now, you know, in life, it is happening to me. And I look back and I look around like, okay, it's being done to me. Even though, contrary to popular belief, it was being done to me before it was being done to him. I just look around like, okay, I'm not, they're preventing that. They're throwing obstacles at that. They're throwing curveballs at this. And I'm looking at it like, okay, I know what they want the outcome to be, and that's why I get hurt. Because it would never be something that I would turn to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never going to cave in. I'm never going to succumb to that feeling of depression, of misery, of, it's just never going to, I know where you want it to be, and that's just not where I'm going to be. And I say that because, like I said, I understand, I'll explain, and I'll reflect. I understand that you were felt like this person that I'm talking to is going to hear this conversation, and I want them to know I understand how you felt, because they were doing it to me for years before I did it to you. And do I feel a type of way because I couldn't help you before you got to that position? Yes, I do. I feel like I dropped the ball. I feel like how could I let that, you know, happen to you? Because we were born from nothing. I come from nothing and I still have most of it left. You know what I mean? And I just feel like I dropped the ball in some way. So that's why I'm having this conversation now. And the fact that you, and I will apologize in advance to all my listeners, but I'm going to keep it personal with someone who I'm going to know, who I know is going to hear this conversation. And I know that you felt like you were deprived of things that you would gain if you joined, if that makes sense. I know that you were put in a position that you felt like you had no other option. So I don't judge you. But I would implore you to climb out. I want to implore you to climb out because I love you. And I know you love me. So I wouldn't feel justified unless I said to you, that does not have to be the outcome. It does not have to be the end. Like, climb out of that. You know what I mean? And I've put in other positions where I've had to climb out. I put in a position where they say to me, you know, let's get on the nerves of this person. Let's get on the nerves of this person. Let's do that. And I hear that, and I say no. I say no every time. They say, let's try and tick so-and-so off. Let's try and do it. And I say no. I'm someone who will always say no, because I know what it's like to feel bullied. I know what it's like to be a bully. And for me, it's just not something it's just not something I'm going to partake in. And climbing out also consists of being at work. You know what I mean? When you go there, you go there to work, you go there to earn your paycheck, you go there to do whatever, or so whatever it is, whatever the case may be. And you go there and you're like, yeah, I'm enjoying my job and I'm doing this. And then your coworker might pull you in and be like, hey, I don't like her, I don't like him, I don't like da 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 da. You're not there for that. Climb out. You know what I mean? You're not there for it. You're there to do your work, get paid, and bounce. You know what I mean? So climb out of that negativity. Climb out of that. When you are with family and you know that there's a sibling rivalry happening that you don't want to take sides in, you know, climb out of that. Somebody's calling you on your phone. Hello, who's that? Climb out. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to partake in that. You know who's right from wrong. And if you know who's right from wrong, you'll pull them aside. You'll say, hey, cousin Jesse was right. You know what I mean? You'll do that off the books. We'll say off the books as I mean pull aside. You know what I mean? We'll say, you know, if we're climbing out of the situation, there is things that pressure us, as I said in a previous conversation that is available to listen to. We'll climb out of it. Climb out. This is not suiting me. This is not is not something that is beneficial to my health. So I want to be like, hey, no. And so sometimes we have a hard time finding a way to say, hey, no. So, for instance, I was sitting around a bunch of Klansmen. It's 2020. You might think this is a ha-ha, but it's not. I was sitting around a bunch of Klansmen, and I thought that, hey, this is not an environment or a space that I need to be in, so I'm going to climb out. I'm going to do it in a way that makes me feel comfortable and makes them feel comfortable, because I don't want the end result to be we all feel uncomfortable. So I sat in a room and a person called another man a nigger, and I felt uncomfortable. And so my response to that situation was to approach, look dissatisfied with their choice of words, and walk out. You know what I mean? And that's what I did. I approached, looked dissatisfied with the selection of words, and I walked out. And that's what I did in that situation. There was another situation where I was employed, and there was over the speaker some racist rhetoric that I didn't necessarily approve of. And my approach to that was to act like I didn't hear it. That wasn't helpful. That wasn't beneficial to people that we're trying to teach and to growing and to being and maturing. But that's the approach I took. I act like I didn't hear it. Now, hindsight being 2020, I would have probably been like, I heard this was said, because I lost a job anyway, because, you know, I was not a part of such a cause. And so hindsight being 2020, I would have been like, I disagree. There was something said that I didn't like, and I would feel remiss if I didn't mention it. You know, this is all stuff that came to me after the fact, not during. During, I was like, Ronda Rousey. I was about to get Rousey on them. But it came back to me. I collected myself, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to walk through this workday like I didn't hear that. And then the funny part about it is, when I act like I didn't hear it, is when I got called to the manager's office and let go. And so that's funny. But if I were to take a second shot at responding to that, it would have been because we didn't know what was said. I'm not gonna like sugarcoat it or justify it, but what was said, I worked at a place where there were walkie-talkies being held and earpieces, and what was said over the airways was, we're all Klansmen. You may think I'm making this up. I'm not, you know, and because it's 2020 is why I would love for you to think that I'm just making it up, because I would love for you to think that we don't have to deal with that type of racial bias in this day and age, but unfortunately that's what was said. And I just went like, I sort of went blank, to be honest, and I walked out and I continued doing my job. And then the manager called me into their office and they eventually let me go. I'm pretty sure it's because I didn't respond to what was said over the walkie. And I love, but I loved working there, but it was just something that was said. And I had to be okay with the fact that I was going to be let go because I didn't respond to it. It's just not something that I felt was professional. It's just not something that it made me feel accepted in the work environment when it was said. And I just feel like I had to climb out. And sometimes climbing out means sacrificing your well-being. And climbing out, being, you know, homeless in the position that I was, I climbed out. I said, you know, no, you can let me go, because I'm not gonna partake in anything of that nature. So that being said, you know, I just, excuse me, because the wind is blowing. I swear you hear it in my background, and I'm getting kind of emotional because I did enjoy working there, but it's not something that I was going to stand for, you know, something like that being said over the airways of our walkie-talkies. So I had to climb out. So like I said, there's difficult situation. There's friends, as I've touched on in this conversation. There's friendships. There's employment. There's, you know, there's just different situations that family, there's that we have to climb out of. And if we're going to be ourselves and we're going to stay true to who we are, we have to be able to climb out of situations that don't serve us or to help us to become who we are. And we say we want to be the change we want to be in the world. And so that means doing it. That means saying, this is wrong. I know it's wrong. That means standing up, rising up, and being like, no. And sometimes that means climbing out. Whether it's employment, family, relationship, it means climbing out of it and staying true to yourself. Like I said, I'm getting emotional. I'm going to have to wrap this up. But in conclusion, just remember, you have to have the strength, and the will of one. It's amazing what the will of one can do for many. So if you are able to stand up and make that difference in life, so will one. So will someone after you. So each one teach one. Thank you. This has been a Canty Conversation, and I hope you tune in next time.